When my ancestors landed in Australia, they quickly assumed our Aboriginal people were very primitive and less advanced than the culture they brought with them from Europe. They said that Aboriginal people were so backward they hadn't even invented the wheel. In fact, for thousands of years, our Aboriginal people had been using an even more highly sophisticated technological advancement than the wheel, which was the boomerang. The boomerang incorporates three major principles of science, in particular the airfoil. The airfoil is fundamental to us being able to fly today. People are fascinated with boomerangs, they assume they all come back. Not all boomerangs come back. There are two types of boomerangs. There's returning boomerangs and non-returning boomerangs. And in fact, most of the boomerangs were non-returning boomerangs used for hunting. The returning boomerang is limited for hunting because if you throw it, it turns around in a circle, and as it's coming back to you, who's the target? You are. So you've got to be really careful with returning boomerangs, because if they hit you, they can really hurt. They can actually do some damage. So one of the fundamental rules of throwing a boomerang is never take your eye off a returning boomerang. Apart from hunting, the boomerang is really the bush Swiss Army knife. It can be used as a knife, hammer, digging stick, to help in making fire, hit together for music, and most importantly, for having fun. Now, according to Bill Harney and the Waterman people in the north of Australia, the boomerang was invented by the blue-tongued lizard, who helped shape the land with his mighty throws. This story is also echoed in the Mallee country of my homeland of South Australia. Here, the lizard man also invented the returning boomerang. The people who witnessed this miraculous event were so entranced watching the beautiful circular flight of the boomerang. The lizard man loved to throw. He threw and threw as the people watched and watched. The boomerang circled above and around them again and again. Their bodies twisted and twisted, and they quickly became rooted in the ground. Their arms and legs transformed to come up out of the ground from their twisted bodies in a circle of upright stems. They had changed into the Mallee eucalyptus trees. And if you go to that country today, you'll see those Mallee trees. Their root systems are still twisted, and you can actually stand in the middle of a Mallee tree as its upright stems come up in a circle around you. It's an amazing thing. And the people of that country still say to this day that those Mallee trees are the way they are because they were the people in the dream time who witnessed the lizard man invent the first returning boomerang.